If you're looking for a website that is really into casual hookups and the name says it all, Joyride is the one that you're looking for. Hey there, podcast listeners. I just want to let you know that this podcast, the audio from it, is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel, as we have a video that's based exactly on this. So if you hear any YouTube-like stuff, like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, just try to apply that to this podcast version instead. Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to review the casual dating website Joyride, and we're going to do this by going over 5 specific categories. But before we jump into that though, I do want to make sure that you guys are actually looking for the right dating website for you personally. The best way to do that is to jump onto our online dating website quiz, which you can find in the description down below or on our website Online for Love. This quiz will ask you some personal questions and it'll help narrow down the best online dating website for you personally. Best of all, it's completely free to check out, so be sure to go and do that. Like I said, we're going to be reviewing Joyride using these 5 different categories. The first of which is who the website is for or the demographic makeup, then the effectiveness of the website, the key features of the website, the ease of use, and the pricing for membership. So let's jump onto the first category, which who the website is for or the demographic makeup of the website itself. The website was created in 2011 and has attracted over 20 million different individuals itself. Joyride is mostly popular in the United States, but it is expanding to other countries as well, and you can really tell that because the website is available in 40 different languages. The website is pretty popular with younger adults between the ages of 20 and 30, as they are usually people who are looking for a casual encounter. Most people who are looking for a more serious relationship, I would highly not recommend Joyride, as it is specifically for casual relationships and hookups. Joyride shares this motto on their website that says, "We know that self-love is the greatest middle finger of all time." And the reason they're saying this is because they accept all different walks of life onto their website and they want to make sure that everyone feels included and self-loved. I do want to ask you guys, if you are enjoying this video so far, to please leave me a like. It does actually help us a lot in the YouTube algorithm. And if you are really enjoying the video, you could also like and subscribe to make sure you're not missing out on any more online dating tips from Online for Love. So let's move on to number 2 on my list, which is the effectiveness of the website itself. Now, obviously, with a name like Joyride, they really are not beating around the bush about what kind of relationships these people are looking for. It's all casual encounters and hookups. So if you are looking for a long-term serious relationship, I would not recommend this website, and I would recommend you try out a different website like Match or eHarmony. If I were to compare Joyride's interface to a different app, I would compare it to Tinder, as it's pretty similar. You swipe left to say no to somebody, and you swipe right to say yes, I would like to match with this person. However, unlike Tinder, Joyride allows you to put a lot more information on your profile, more than just pictures and a short description, so you can really get a sense of who somebody is more than you can on Tinder. On any online dating website, your online profile is going to be the first impression that everybody sees of you, so you want to make sure it's a really good one. So in order for you to do that, I would highly recommend that you go and check out our online dating profile guides, which are available on our website, Online for Love, or in the description down below. These guides are completely free and they're available for both men and women, so it can't hurt to go check them out. Let's move on to number 3 on my list, which is the key features of Joyride. Like most other online dating websites, Joyride offers the basic things that you get out of all of those online dating websites, which include being able to match with other people, seeing other people's profiles, being able to send and receive messages, and things like that. However, Joyride does also offer some other particular features as well that you can't find in every online dating website. The first of these features is called community, and this is where you can find a lot of articles and even quotes that people have posted on the website and that Joyride themselves have posted for users to read. These articles cover a bunch of different things, including things like how to be able to tell if somebody's photos are photoshopped, all the way to how to get over anxiety at a first date, and how to date somebody with opposing political views. There's a bunch of articles on here for you to read, and they're constantly updating them as well, so they're not like these old ancient articles that are out of date. Another feature that Joyride offers is that you are able to start convos with a few handpicked users that Joyride actually thinks are compatible with you. So from these users, you can select who you think you'd like and send them a message, and Joyride will automatically make you guys be able to talk to each other. It is noted though that this is a premium feature, so if you do want this feature, you are going to have to pay the price. A third feature that Joyride offers as well is called Boost. And this is where it takes your profile and boosts the amount of people who will be able to see it for the next 30 minutes, getting you a potential 10 times more likes in that time frame. It is noted as well that this is also a paid feature. So if you do want to have this, you are going to have to pay the price for this too. But something you won't have to pay the price for is our free online dating quiz that you can take right now. This online dating website quiz allows you to be able to find the best online dating website for yourself. So if you are unsure which online dating website is best for you, I would really check out that quiz. It helps me and it's helped a ton of other people as well. So let's move on to number four on my list, which is the ease of use of Joyride. Joyride is quite simple and easy to use. I would say the website itself is pretty straightforward, and if you are new to the online dating world, you'll have no problem connecting to this website and figuring it out. The best part about all of it is that there's not too many ads on the website either, and so it's not cluttering up the space and making it that really laggy, ugly space that I don't like on a lot of other online dating websites. I'd also say that the registration process is pretty easy, simple, and straightforward to use as well. Within just a few minutes, you'll be set up with your profile and you'll be able to make potential other matches with other users. Like any other online dating website, you do have to put some basic information about yourself when you are signing up. But the one thing about Joyride is that you are absolutely required to upload at least one photo to your profile before you can start searching for other potential matches. One cool thing about Joyride as well is that it actually uses an AI interface to try and detect your face in the photo. If the AI cannot find a face in your photos, then it's gonna tell you that it won't allow it to be uploaded. So all photos on the website are actually scanned in order to see if they have a face in it or not. And so you're going to see that every single photo on this website does in fact have a face on there, so you know who the person looks like that you're talking to. Now, you technically don't need to put a lot of information onto your profile, but outside of just making your profile look better by putting more information on it, you're actually going to be restricted in what you can see in other people's profiles if your own isn't filled out. So if you want to see more information on other people's profiles, you actually have to fill out your own profile first before you can do that. I actually really like this feature because it really pushes people to tell more about themselves, and it allows the website to have more fuller profiles all over the place rather than people just really hiding a lot about who they are, and it makes it harder for all of the users to be able to make potential matches when that happens. Now let's go on to section number five on my list, which is the pricing of the website. Now, even though the app itself is free to download, it does offer some in-app purchases that you can get. That in-app purchase features a VIP membership. Now this VIP membership allows you to do a bunch of extra things. You can search an unlimited amount of features on the website. You can also have an unlimited amount of likes. You can see who has already liked you, and it gives you the potential to make an instant match with those people if you want to like them back. The website does also allow you to get a second chance with other users as well, so you can undo a swipe if you feel like you wanted to say something else, whether you liked them or you did not. And with a membership as well, you are able to chat with new users first before any other members, and it also removes the ads from the app as well. The prices for the premium VIP membership goes as follows. For 1 month, you can pay $11.49. For 3 months, you can pay $7.50 per month, or a total of $22.49. And for 12 months, you can pay $5.58 per month, or a total of $66.99. So outside of a premium VIP membership, you can also purchase something called Boost. Boost allows your profile to be shown 10 times more, allowing 10 times more potential matches within a 30-minute window. If you want to purchase Boost, the prices go as follows. For an individual Boost, it'll cost you $3.99. For 5 Boosts, it will cost you $14.99, or roughly $3 for one Boost. Or for 10 Boosts, you can spend $24.99, or roughly $2.50 for a single Boost. I do want to mention as well that this video is actually based off of an article, which you can find on our website, Online for Love, or in the description down below. The reason I'm saying this is because any of the demographics or prices I may mention during this video are only true at the time of me recording it. But if you guys want to get the most up-to-date information about that, you can jump over to the article version, which you can find, again, in the description down below. Well, that just about wraps up my review of Joyride. I hope you guys got some information out of this video that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten on your own. I do hope that you guys would love to leave a comment. Please let me know if you used Joyride before, if you got a good experience, or even if you got a bad experience as well. I would love to hear about it, and maybe any other casual hookup dating websites that you've used and found success on. Maybe we'll give it a review. So if you guys enjoyed the video, please leave a like. It really does help us a lot with the YouTube algorithm. And if you don't want to miss out on any more of our videos, be sure to subscribe and ring the bell as well. It really does help us out here, and we really hope that it's mutual, that we're helping you out too by giving you some great online dating tips from us here at Online for Love. I'll catch you guys in the next video. See ya.